Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
And it's Women's Month, so Kulumanati will be related to that today. And we are going to learn how to say, well, not we, you guys.
Yeah.
You learn how
you're so cute.
Zulu is not your first language.
Yes.
You are going to learn how to say women are thoughtful.
Okay.
That's a good one, right? Women are thoughtful.
Why do you ask like you don't quite believe that?
No, because the way you looked at me, Kerry gave me that look of like, really?
No.
So I'm like, yeah, women are thoughtful.
Stop making it like a question. Make it a statement. Women are thoughtful.
No,
say it, Sky. Women are thoughtful.
Women are thoughtful.
There we go.
Okay.
So you're really going to throw that out like as if you're just going to make that sweeping statement. 50% of the human race are thoughtful.
Women are thoughtful.
You're not going to go with most? Some? Generally?
Women are thoughtful.
Okay.
Teacher. Stay in your lane.
Oh, buddy, LA. LA. I'll kill her.
All right.
Oh.
You got to come out and get out.
Well, what is the word, Scott?
Okay, so women are thoughtful. Write this down. Abantu.
Mm-hmm.
Besifazane is woman.
Yeah.
Besifazane. Yes, that's always the first part.
Yeah.
Thoughtful. Baya. Abangelana.
Oh, come on.
There's not come
there's
on
There's got to be another one.
It's the third week of August. This is lesson number six about women.
In English, there's a difference between, you know, when you call someone stupid and cognitive dissonance.
Okay.
What you've done is you've just zulued cognitive dissonance. And I want the stupid.
No, I just said Abangelana, not cognitive dissonance.
Darren, Kerry and Sky. Weekday 6 to 9 a.m.